Rory McIlroy's win this morning. Just how good is he going to be feeling when he wakes up in Florida today? The Hollywood man beat off a strong challenge from Tiger Woods to take the Honda Classic at Palm Beach, but much more importantly, to move to the very top of the world golf rankings. He is literally on top of the world.
It was always a dream of mine to become the world number one or the best player in the world or whatever you want to call it. I just want to go out there and play, and I want to try and win tournaments. And if I can do that, then, you know, if guys think it'll be tougher to get me off that top spot, then I feel the way I'm playing at the minute, the level of consistency, you know, hopefully I'm able to stay there for a while.
So remember now, this is a, think about this, this is a 22-year-old, one of our own from Northern Ireland, who's got to the very, very top. And if you do want to pass your congratulations on to Rory, for goodness sake, do it on this programme. We can put it together as a podcast and send it to his family. The people of Northern Ireland uniting behind the best golfer now, the number one golfer in the world. It's quite incredible when you think about that. The number one. Brilliant news for him. Earlier I got a reaction from the man who's coached Rory since he was a child, Michael Bannon. And I began by asking him what his first reaction was to Rory's success.
I think it's just another thing that Rory's done. He's been, since the US Open last year, this is the next stage for him, you know, to become world number one. And he went out, he committed the traps very quickly this year, and second in Abu Dhabi, fifth in Dubai, and was runner-up in the world match play last week. So it's unreal what he's able to do. He's just fantastic. He deserves to be there.
Well, exactly. It's unreal. Yeah. At such a young age as well.
Yes, I mean, Rory's only 22, and everything he has done in his short life so far is just like a rapid rise to the top of golf, you know. He's just he's a class act, really. He's just pure genius.
So what happens next for him? When you become the world number one at 22, It turns into a different type of pressure then, Michael. You've got to keep yourself there, and you've got to keep your feet in the ground.
That's absolutely right. Well, I mean, Rory will always keep his feet on the ground. He's a great lad, and he's got great people around him. His parents will keep him down there too. But Rory's worked on this level of consistency. When he gets there, he's going to try and keep himself steady, and he's going to keep continuing on. You know, there will be troughs as well, but I mean, Rory's well able to handle those, and he'll bounce back again, and he'll become a legend. I think he'll become one of the greats.
How long have you been working with him for?
Well, since he was 8 years of age. It's probably 15 years now. But even before that, he was always about the golf club in Hollywood when I was there, since he was about 2 or 3 years of age.
At what stage did you spot him being a real winner?
Well, I think the time that he won the world under-10s when he went to Florida, it was actually at Doral in Florida. He went when he was 9 years of age, won the under-10s. Then you could see that, you know, people can be great players and great swingers of a golf club, but what they've got mentally, you know, they've got to have it between the years to be a winner, and that's what Rory was at that age. And a couple of years later, he won the West of Ireland Championship, and I think after that, I just knew what he could do.
And even as a young child, did he have the right temperament?
Oh, yes. He was always very focused, very single-minded, you know. He worked hard at his golf. But the thing about Rory is, you know, his parents didn't push him into golf. They just brought him along, and he copied his dad's swing and watched him. And, you know, he was never sort of forced into doing it. You know, he just loved it, and he did it. And it was great to watch him, just like a kid playing with a game.
It's an incredible journey, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, I mean, Rory, he'll be quite happy and comfortable being there as number one, you know, and he'll just keep everything steady. He'll steady the ship now, and the next plan is to go to Augusta and do well, or to try and win the Masters.
We often talk ourselves down in Northern Ireland. Here we have the number one golf player in the world.
I know it is unbelievable. I find it, when I watched the television last night, I couldn't really get it to sink in how good he is, you know, and where he is. And to beat Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods came through with a massive charge in the last day there, shooting 8 under par. And Rory steadied himself up and knew what he had to do, and he got the job done. And that was fantastic.
Well, there we go. That's Michael Bannon, 0845 955 678. Here's Stan this morning. Morning, Stan.
Good morning.
It's fantastic for him, isn't it?
He was absolutely brilliant, but I've even better news. I watched another Northern Ireland star, and he was absolutely sensational. Mark Allen playing in the World Open in China.
Yeah.
He won it 10-1. beat all the top players in the world at the snooker.
Oh, fantastic. So we've something to talk up about today, haven't we? We've something to celebrate today.
A small place like that is absolutely sensational. No two players, the snooker and golf. That's something to look forward to.
And think about Rory, 22 years of age.
And his composure was absolutely fantastic. No, Woods was, you can see Woods shaking his fist and all, as if it, thinking Rory would crack, but Rory held firm.
Sam, thank you. Here's Blake in Hollywood. Morning, Blake.
Morning, Stephen. Great news for Hollywood. Just got to say, you know, well done to the fellow, 22. I'm 22 myself. You know, absolute fantastic news. Hollywood's going to be buzzing with this news. So, you know, yeah, you know, family, you know, you've got a brilliant son there, and, you know, positive news for Northern Ireland, positive news for the economy. You know, it's just what we need right now when things are getting depressing, don't you think?
I wonder what it must feel like to be that age. Well, you are that age, and to wake it up. Just, you know, you open your eyes in the morning and you're number one in the world.
I mean, you know, it's definitely going to, you know, people waking up just coming out of college, just going into university, just studying A-levels. I'm sure it'll give people, you know, something to look forward to and say, you know what, yeah, if Rory McIlroy can do it, you know, so can I. So, again, that's got to be a positive for, you know, the kids that are coming out of school, coming out of universities. You know, people, it's going to drive their ambition. Well, you'd hope it would anyway.
And here's Martin this morning as well. Morning, Martin.
Stephen, how are you?
Doing all right, Martin.
I'm just phoning up, Stephen, with regards to the dignity and the courtesy that Rory, straight after walking off that 18th green, you know, and the way he thanked the sponsors and with regards to the Nicholas Foundation and the tireless work that they put into golf, you know what I mean, and charity work. And then, you know, for such a young lad, the magnitude of success that he can bring to Northern Ireland as a result for the next 20 years.
We were hearing from his coach, Michael Bannon, this morning. You heard him at the top of the programme there. Just telling us how, as a young child, even at 8, 9, 10 years of age, this was a special kid.
Well, you know, I think it was Doral. He talked about winning that under-10 World Championship, and I think he's going there again next week for another World Golf Championship. You know, I don't think it was the same course now, but, you know, just the level of increase in his ability, you know, the way, and he carried it off, you know. I know Tiger shot 62 last night, and to be mentioned in the same aura, you know, and Nicholas was on last night with the commentary team from the US.
I think we can hear some of the commentary, actually. Let's just dip in and hear what happened when he won.
And just an official putt away, two, to win it and become the number one player in the world.
Never missed a putt inside 10 feet today.
And McIlroy has finally realized his dream. He has ascended to the top of the world by winning the 2012 Honda Classic.
It's incredible, Martin.
Unbelievable, Stephen, you know, and for a small country, and I suppose, you know, Pádraig Harrington started it off a few years ago, and then Darren and Graham, you know, in the last couple of years, and Rory. You know, just the, I suppose, the way he put Augusta behind him to follow it up at Congressional a few weeks later, and now he's peaked now to, you know, become a number one in the world, and the size of that feat is, you know, for such a young man, it's incredible, and all credit goes to his team, from Michael Bannon to whoever else has helped him along the way. And it just shows you, you know, for all the young listeners, I suppose they're all probably behind their desks at school today or whatever, but, you know, the hope for the future that they can go on and achieve the likeness of what Rory's done in such a short space of time. And, you know, shooting 61 in Royal Portrush, hopefully he'll be back up there in a few months' time to compete in the Irish Open. And, you know, it's just incredible, Stephen, the size of the task he's achieved. And,
Martin,
and it's so good for Northern Ireland.
Martin, thank you. 08459 55.